Hello. Malka?
I don't think he's on yet.
Okay, I'm going to go mute because I'm driving again.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Is it just you or is Malka or somebody else on?
Malka's muted because she's driving.
Okay.
And I think that's the only ones that are on, just she and I, so.
Okay. Understand. So we will begin with verse 310 in section 38 of the Sulam commentary on the parasha of Noah from the Zohar. And I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud could shabbe hu ishkin be'bib hilu urchimu ubhilu ubhilu urchimu. Ve'achta Lashem yudhe bevavhe. Be'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasot Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu kononei aleinu maasei adeinu kononeihu. Vekad kegavna da veyesh min hayayin veyishkar. Ishkar vayitzkal v'yalda itar hamazi kenan kemad itma v'it yahid atar v'flik na'an v'shal ta'a umay d'hawa ha'adein tzadik v'raza divrit Sarso Vitanya Siavar Nineya Ahukiyuma. We find the same meaning in the words. And he drank of the wine and was drunk, and he was uncovered. This aroused Ham, the father of Canaan. And we have learned that Canaan was given a place to rule, and he castrated Noah, thereby removing the secret of the covenant, which had made him a righteous man. As we have learned that he removed the covenant, the male organ, from him, meaning that he removed the mochin of begetting, which was given only by the power of the Holy Covenant. This removal is considered castration. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I don't know if I'm understanding it correctly, but I always thought that it was Ham, or Ham, who did the castrating. But if you look at the sentences in English, this aroused Ham, the father of Canaan, and we have learned that Canaan was given a place to rule, and he castrated Noah. So in that context, if you go back to the first, to the referring subject, then it's Canaan. It's saying that Canaan did the castrating.
That's correct. Remember, it's Canaan is cursed. Ham is cursed. But Canaan is also cursed. And so the question is, if the father has done the wrong action, why would you curse the children? So it has to have been Khan that did the actual negative action. But the arousal of Ham implies a homosexual relationship.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
Doesn't say it, but why else would a man become aroused at the nakedness of another man?
Yeah. Well, pondering on it from yesterday, it made me wonder if the reason that I know he saw this miraculous quickly process of how the grapes grew and the tree grew and or the vine grew and then the fruit produced fruit all in, you know, almost simultaneously. But it made me think maybe the reason that he drank the wine was because the whole episode that he had been through, all, you know, with building the ark and seeing the flood, the destruction, and living through it through a year, and then you're starting all over, thinking you're probably the only ones on the earth after the flood, that just so overwhelmed him that was the reason he got drunk.
That's obviously a human response, but, you know, mm-hmm. is it a valid response for a righteous person?
Well, a righteous person isn't righteous every minute, you know. We go back and forth.
So, no, that's not really true. There are different levels of righteousness. And the Torah says he's righteous in his generation, so it's possible that he went up and down. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying that it's also possible that he didn't.
Yeah. I don't take it as arguing. Whenever you come back and say that's not correct, I never take that as arguing.
I do.
Well, female thinking against male thinking, I guess. It's like when you correct your children, you know, and even today I had a little incident where Tony, he did something in the microwave, bread that we had frozen, and he didn't look, but when he took it out of the microwave, I don't think it was but 10 seconds, he spilled crumbs all over the top of the stove, and it's a glass top. And, you know, well, he took it to mean, you know, I was correcting him. I wasn't correcting him. I was just trying to have him see, next time you do that, look and see if they're crumbs and just brush them off. Because a glass top, you have to clean it 2 and 3 times before you finally get it clean, you know, and then you have to wipe it to get the watermarks off. You know, it's not just a simple pass a cloth. You've got to go through about 3 different stages. And I'm thinking, that wasn't the intent from my heart. It was to say, well, you know, next time pay attention to what you're doing. It's unusual for him to have to do that, you know, to defrost bread. So anyway, if that makes sense, you know, sometimes what you have in your heart is not how the other person takes it. So, you know, I feel like it's like you're playing paddle ball. You know, you're on one end of the table and I'm on the other, and we bat the little ball back and forth. Which I think is a way of study. It's a way, you know.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
Let's go on to 311.
All right. Oh, I have one other question. This removal is considered castration. It made me think of during the Maccabean periods when they had the gymnasium games and would sport naked, and some of the Jewish men would, I don't know how to put it, they would reverse their circumcision. So would that have been considered?
They would sell a foreskin. They would sell a part of their skin from another part of their body as part of the foreskin. So it appeared as if they hadn't been circumcised.
So would that have been considered the same? as...
Well, it wouldn't be considered salvation, but it was considered a negative action.
Okay, against the covenant. Okay, all right.
Correct.
Okay.
Verse 3:11. Ugin ka aman arur beha levaltin itaru bekadneta al yaday bealma al day averavadim yekda'a arurata mikol ham chama de gome kola itakan luzina yate behu la itakan wakola ukikun yikun lechiru behu la ipok iraza ihu leinun diade Arko hashvili vilei dioraita. This is why Noah said, cursed be Canaan, because curses were initially brought upon the world by him. For he is the secret of the serpent. As it is written, a slave of slaves he shall be. And also you are cursed above all cattle. Everything shall be corrected in the future except for Canaan. All the slaves except Canaan shall be freed from their slavery. And this is the secret known to those who are familiar with the ways and the paths of the Torah. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I'm surprised that it says that he wouldn't be corrected in the future. I thought everybody went through reincarnations until they got it right. And if not, then their souls would be divided up into sparks and given to individuals.
That's what the meaning of that Canaan would not be corrected. That is the meaning of it. He would be divided up.
Okay. And when it says you're cursed above all... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm looking for the word Canaan in Hebrew, and I'm not seeing it in the first line.
Well, it is capitalized. And also, all the slaves except Canaan is capitalized, so that lets us know that it's Rabbi Ashlag's
right
comment. When it says you are cursed above, when it says you are cursed above all cattle, is it comparing the serpent as an animal and cattle as an animal? And I don't know if that's the right way to ask it.
Yes, no, when it says cursed above all cattle, it's an indication of the word cattle. It represents a level of consciousness. So he would be aware of that. And also aware of any correction that might be made.
Okay.
And it's also saying everything shall be corrected in the future except for Canaan. All the slaves except Canaan shall be freed from their slavery. But it doesn't mean that they won't be resurrected.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions right now?
No, what I was thinking of was the way the Torah doesn't really mention Canaan being involved that I remember.
And it says that Ham did the negative action, so why would Canaan be cursed? And so we're left to ask that question, but it's not ever answered in the Torah itself.
Right. Well, that was why I never could understand why, you know, it appeared that it was Ham who had done the castration. That was according to Rashi, you know, when I studied it years ago. And then the curse coming upon Canaan, the only thing I could think of was, well, because Noah couldn't have any more children, the curse then fell on Canaan that his grandchildren, you know, would kind of be a reciprocal type thing of your descendants and Noah's descendants and Ham's descendants. So this, the Zohar answers that question, you know. That's not in the Torah. Exactly.
And we are aware of a midrash that says that explains this idea of Ham becoming aroused. Other than homosexuality, he was aroused with a level of jealousy and zealousness. And the idea is that Ham said, there's three of us, and we'll divide the world up to the three, but if there's a fourth one, then we'll be dividing it in four, and I'll get less.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ham or Ham does mean hot, so we kind of get a hint
right
to the meaning of his name.
Which is the idea of becoming aroused, becoming passionate.
Right. Okay, we found a lot in this little short chapter, didn't we, these last 2 days,
yes.
Or 3 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning for the Psalm, we're ready to do Psalm 34, but I have a timing problem. My daughter has said she'd like to take me out for brunch because they're going away and they won't be available on Memorial Day. So
she said
she's going to be picking me up sometime after 10, but I don't know when. So I'm thinking we could move the class up to 9:30, but based on the number of verses, we're going to need the full hour.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your thinking? Would you want me to move it up to half hour? Pass the class, and we'll pick it up next week.
Okay. Well, Fridays are always difficult for me because I'm preparing for Shabbat, so
right.
I prefer to wait. But if there are others, you know, that want to have it, I'll do whatever. You know, I'll set the clock, and maybe try to do a little bit tonight that I would have done tomorrow morning. You know, so.
I do understand Fridays being hectic, so let's just pass on the class and we'll pick it up the following week.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. We'll enjoy your brunch tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay.
You have a beautiful evening, both of you, and we'll speak to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Shabbat shalom. We are having a Zohar class tonight. Shabbat shalom.
Okay. Shabbat shalom.